This is Dan from Graymaker.
This is Sasha Bullock.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Dillo from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jerron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, citr.ca, in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Attention, class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Canadians are being bought and sold. We can no longer ignore this reality. Each of the 27 million human trafficking victims around the globe has a unique story. 80% of victims are women. 50% are children. This is not only a global injustice, but a local reality. It is happening right now in my community. We are asking you to take action today. Visit endexploitation.com. Get informed and take action. British anti-slavery leader William Wilberforce once said, "Having heard all this, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know. Only question now is what will you do?" Join us and help eliminate human slavery in Canada.
Late night show is the start of the weekend. We play basic drum and bass on the first half of the show. Later in the day, as the show winds down in the morning, it gives you a sense that some music needs to slow down for some sleepy ambient music, or for some music that needs a bit of interference noise with some industrial noise in the background, or just some no-beat tempo with music without drums. Tune in every Saturday mornings at midnight, right after the Medicine Show, with me, DJ Ray, MC Jason, and Tyrone, here on CITR 101.9 FM. You can also listen to both shows from outside of Vancouver via the internet. If you're from Canada, United States, Australia, South or North Korea, Russia, UK, Antarctica, or anywhere you happen to find a computer, MP3, iPhone, or any other device that has the internet, you can go online at CITR.ca.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Let's go! Let's go!
My first note from last week's show was check your levels, and of course, that's what I did. It's Friday, the 8th of August, 2014. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Uxsen, better known as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's SoCan Day. That's when we keep track of every song we play and pass that info on to the rights organization so songwriters get paid. So you know what that means. It's all friends and family today. That's right. Music by my nephew's band, my niece's best friend, some guys I used to play hockey with, some people my wife works with, the people that did the soundtrack for the movie I was in last year, and Richard Nixon? Don't ask. But first up, some old pals from busking and hanging out at the hockey games, and they're still around doing the Monday night, first Monday of every month, sing-along at the Railway Club. It's the Hard Rock Miners.
Don't even bother showing me the dirt. it's a guess. Is this all I get for picking the dark horse and placing my bed? Well, if I can make you love me, and if I can make you pretend, well, no, I can make you want me, baby, then there's nothing else to recommend. I guess it has. Love is a madness, a backstabbing friend. It raises you up and tears you down in the end. If you've had this, I think you'll agree. You ain't no good for nothing, just as sad as can be.
master plan is finally playing out. You don't wanna let down your guard. So baby, stay in the car. Make sure it's running when I come out. Listen to me, I need your trust.
Bonnie and Clyde, that's Rude City Riot on CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. And before that, we heard Komodo Wagon Hit TV from their new CD that was released last night. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't released last night, but they did play last night at the Railway Club. And we also heard No Sinner and the Hard Rock Miners with a classic song, Feeling Single and Seeing Double. And that's what that's all about. We're going to look and see what kind of theater and TV and movie and stuff auditions are coming up. There's a couple of things actually kind of interesting. A new web series is looking for people, and an award-winning professional theater company that's got a brand new play that they need actors for as well. So we'll talk about that right after we hear this. Or maybe after we hear this.
Left of center. Cosmic. Cerebral. Noise Floor 002 at the Fox Cabaret August 12th will feature some of the most premier electronic music Vancouver has to offer. Featuring Sinoia Caves, More Than Human, Lola Vetru, Common Vernacular, and DJ B. Hey, I know DJ B. That's Brad who works at CITR. I like him. I love him. Visuals by Coastal Imaging and Magnetics.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
So auditions, we've got all kinds of stuff. This is our weekly look at what's going on in professional and community theater, groups that are holding auditions in the next few weeks. This information is all gleaned from the listings you can find at VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. So the first one is a group called Calamity Productions or Calamity Productions. They've been doing web-based comedies and dramas, and they've got a new one coming up called Locked Up, and they're looking for actors between 20 and 30, putting together an ensemble cast of 20-somethings. And actors of all ethnicities are welcome, and they're holding their auditions next week on Thursday and Saturday. And if you can't make it those 2 days, they will take tapes as well. Metro Theatre has put out a second call for the character of Horvath in the play The Parfumery, directed by Chris King. They've cast the whole rest of the play, but they're still looking for a male between 23 and 37 to play the role of Horvath. This is a lead role, and they'd like to find the right person for that. It's a Zoo, which is one of Vancouver's fastest-rising new theater companies. They've been around for 10 years, but they're still coming on strong. They are working on their next new original piece. It's called The Competition is Fierce. It's scheduled for a presentation in the spring of 2015, and directed by Chelsea Haberlin and written by Sebastian Archibald. And they're looking to cast three roles, one man and two women, the male roles in the 30s age range, and the two females, one in her late 20s, the other in her 60s. And their auditions are coming up at the end of the month, and they have more information for you at itsazoo.org, and you click on the link to the blog, and that will tell you more about that. Opening Night Theater in Mission is doing Pack of Lies in October, and they are looking for three men and five women who can do British accents. Speaking of accents, Metro Theater is doing Fawlty Towers. Yes, Fawlty Towers, John Cleese and Prunella Scales and Manuel and all the gang on stage at Metro in January. And they'll be holding their auditions in September, but they want to get the word out as soon as possible so everyone can get ready, because they are definitely looking for people who can portray the characters as we know them. Dapper Jumpsuit Youth Theater Society is doing Death and Deception, A Tale of the Windy City Mob by Avery Burrow. Their auditions are on the 21st of August, looking for three men who can play in the range between the 20s and 40s. Peninsula Productions in White Rock doing Mary's Wedding, and they're looking for one male and one female in the 18 to 24 range. Mandrake by Niccolo Machiavelli. That's being produced by Theater Pandora at the Havana Theater in October, and their auditions are happening this week. They're looking for two men and two women of any age or ethnicity. And, of course, it's still summertime, but it's already time to start looking at the Christmas pantomime. There's three of them on our list today. We've got North Van Community Players doing Cinderella, Metro Theater's doing Aladdin, and the third one is the bottom of the pile. Oh, White Rock Players doing Babes in the Woods. All those auditions are coming up in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And once again, if you want details on these or any other auditions around town, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library, vpl.ca. Back to more music. This is a young singer-songwriter who is really come along nicely. She just graduated high school this past spring, and she's touring around with her sister. They're in the Kootenays right now. Hopefully they'll be back in town soon, and we hope to get them in the studio. This is Madeline Reed and her song, Best I've Got. It's right here. There it is.
I'm not saying this on some whimsy. I've had some time to think this through, and I promise that forever I'll be here with you. If you ever wonder where you belong, you won't have to search very far for my open arms. And I promise that forever they'll be here to hold you. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do it now. 'Cause I thought about it an awful lot, and these three words best I've got. I will never throw you down, only lift you up so high, so you can see above the clouds and reach for the sky. And I promise that forever I will help you. But I guess I'll have to do it now, 'cause I thought about it quite a lot, and these three words are the best I've got. Ooh, 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 ooh. But I guess I'll have to do it now, 'cause I've thought about it way too much, and these three words are the best that I have got. I love you. Thank you.
put your ear to the rail. You can hear my love come down, where hearts and heroes fail. I won't be turned around. Sleepwalking these rails, I let the grass grow long. Oh, my memory fails, and I forgot my song. Blackberries grow wild, smell a pitch in the sun. Weeds roll over my mind, and they almost won. But I say, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Put your ear to the rail. You can hear my love come down, where hearts and heroes fail. I won't be turned around. Tearing up these weeds, blow the smoke in my stack. The sound of steel on steel, and there's no going back. I got a head full of coal, hear the lightning crack. Light a fire in my soul, and get me back on track. Put your ear to the rail, you can hear my love come down. Where hearts and heroes fail, I won't be turned around. No more driving this blind, a time to throw that switch. Drives a spike in my mind, makes my fingers itch. You better get on board, get out of my way. Hauling heavy and slow, but I'm leaving today. And I say no more. And no more, 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 and no more. And I know that I've been here before, and it's taken its toll on me. But I'm not giving up anymore. No, I'm not giving up on me.
Or am I a revolutionary? These simple songs are for your spirit and its eternal quest to be free. These aren't the days for serving too many, these aren't the days for serving just one. These are count as my blessings, I thank God for the rising sun. But I'm at that point where I've had it with your narrow minded view. Cause I've heard your lies too many times on the television news. And you keep giving me contemporary arbitrary, your compassion's a two-fair act. Box blues. How can you stand there and plan there to land there and bend there a human right to choose? Yeah, take your hand off the land of me while you stand on my freedom is not just to abuse. Are you giving me the blues? Contemporary blues. You're giving me the blues. These are my hands to build fences, nor will they ever take up arms. Meant to behold in the love with which my memory torments me. These are the lights to promise heaven, then to come collaterally. Our lives are born to be lived, each one blessed equally. And I don't want you to think I don't care about you. Cause the same sun that's rising on me is rising on you. Just please stop giving me contemporary arbitrary, compassionate, to fair, big box blues.
planner, lander and bender, human right to choose. So take your hand on me, land on me, while you stand on my freedom, it's not yours to refuse. Because you're giving me the blues, the temporary blues. You're giving me the your hand up me, land on me, while you stand on my freedom, it's not yours to abuse. Are you giving me the blues, contemporary blues? Are you giving me the blues?
That's Ronan Wong and the Cypress Street Band, and they are going to be performing this weekend at the Richmond Maritime Festival down at Britannia Shipyard's historic site in Steveston. Lots of free entertainment all weekend long, including friends of the show like Cypress Street Band and David C. Jones, so make sure you check that out. I've got a whole bunch more stuff about what's going on around town this weekend, and so stick around. We'll talk about that right after this.
Queer Arts Festival, Regenerations, takes place in Vancouver from July 23rd to August 9th at the Roundhouse. This annual celebration brings together queer art from 27 nations, featuring 18 days of compelling exhibitions, transformative performances, and inspiring workshops. Experience the revolutionary power of art through cross-generational collaborations, artistic healing, and works of art from around the world. Tickets are now on sale at Little Sisters on Davie Street and online. Visit queerartsfestival.com. Regenerations. Dare to be challenged. Risk being changed.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow.
I just realized something. We used to call beers Browns.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
So, does Breakfast with the Browns have anything to do with beer?
The Westside Community Food Market is back every Thursday at 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. from July 3rd to September 25th. A stretch of sidewalk at 8th and Vine will be turned into a local food market. Join us for hyper-local foods, live music, coffee, and more.
All right, let's take a look and see what's going on around town in local independent music and theater and film. At the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island, next door to the Kids Market, it's The Bald Soprano by Eugene Ionescu. It's Quimera Theater Collective putting that on, and they are current and recently graduated UBC theater students. So that's worth checking out right there. It's a classic absurdist play, The Bald Soprano, and that's available. Tickets are available at Brown Paper Tickets. They have a show tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night at 8 o'clock. This afternoon at 2 o'clock and also tonight at 8, also on Granville Island, the Studio 1398, which is almost next door to the Waterfront Theater, they are presenting a staged reading of Love Bomb, a new play, a new musical written by Megan Gardner with music by Steve Charles. This is a Shameless Hussy Productions, and you can get more information by going to shamelesshussy.com or check out their Facebook page. And again, that's 2 o'clock this afternoon, 8 o'clock tonight, the live stage reading of Megan Gardner's new show, Love Bomb. The classic Chic Productions. I've been getting that name wrong all week, but I was properly corrected. It's not Classic Chick, even though they have little chicks on their logo, but they are Classic Chic. We've got that cleared up. They are the group doing the all-female production of Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale, and this is their closing weekend. And if you want to go see it, go see it. They've been selling out like crazy. It's definitely worth the time and the effort to go. It's at the PAL Performing Arts Lodge, which is in the Actors Housing Co-op on in Cole Harbor. And that's at 8 o'clock tonight. They've got two shows tomorrow, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and then they close on Sunday with a matinee at 2 o'clock. Over at the Jericho Arts Center, the Ensemble Theater Company is still going strong with their three plays in repertory. Tonight at 8 o'clock, it's Normal Heart. Tomorrow at 2, Normal Heart again. And then at 8 o'clock, the Restoration, it's Jacobean. That's what it is. It's pre-Restoration. It's Duchess of Malfi for all you folks out there who like that kind of stuff. And then Sunday, 2 o'clock, Duchess of Malfi. 8 o'clock, Martin McDonagh's really dark comedy, Cripple of Inishman. Also definitely worth checking out. And also... Also going on this weekend. Tonight, it's a Indiana Jones marathon at the Rio Theater. Raiders of the Lost Ark at 7 o'clock. And Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom at 9:30 tonight. And then at midnight show tonight is the one with Sean Connery, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. No mention of the Crystal Skull here at all. But that's all going on at the Rio tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night, it's a live burlesque show with Desi and the Gentlemen Hecklers. It starts out with the Gentlemen Hecklers going through some of the finest and loopiest educational shorts from days gone by, and that'll be followed up with nerdlesque showgirl Desi Desire doing her geeky burlesque routines. That's all tomorrow night at the Rio Theater, starting at 7. We got a couple other things here, too, I think. No, that's it. And then, of course, the usual ongoing stuff, the Fox Cabaret Sunday service, 8 o'clock on Sunday, and the cold reading series at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island, right behind the Arts Club. And I did throw you a loop. I did say they were happening last weekend. They canceled at the last minute, but they assure me that it is going on this week, Monday night, 7 o'clock casting, 8 o'clock show. And this is, of course, the weekly staged reading of new works by local writers at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. If you have a live theater event that you would like to have listed, all you have to do is send it to me at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Last night at the fan club on Granville Street, Coldwater Road showed up with their new CD, and here's a track from it. This is The Woods by Coldwater Road. Where are you? Where are you? There you are. Come on. Come on. You worked for me before. All right. What the heck? There we go. Oh, for crying out loud. These things are just silly. Oh, my goodness. You just push that and go there and then do that. There it is. I'm giving myself a year to figure this out. Thank you.
not the honeymoon that I had in mind. But I don't wanna leave you behind. So Jack, take me back into town. Jack, take me back into town. 'Cause it's cold and I'm lonely when you're not around. So Jack, take me back into town. Oh Jack, take me back into town.
What's up?
You know that dance we're having in a fortnight?
Oh yeah, I've been blowing up balloons all week.
Dude, there's one more thing you gotta do. And if you don't do it, the dance is gonna be awful.
Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance.
Great idea!
Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance, dance, dance. So we can watch them move. So we can watch them move. So we can watch them move.
Chris Eklund there, and the track from his latest release, Songs of the Sad Sack and Yoga Pants. Well, we're almost done, and we got one last little bit for you here. Now, tomorrow is the 9th of August, 2014, and if you don't know what that means, it's a very historic date because it is the 40th anniversary of the resignation of U.S. President Richard Milhouse Nixon. Nixon resigned before he could be impeached by the Congress and removed from office for crimes related to the illegal break-in and subsequent cover-up of surveillance on the campaign offices of the Democratic Party, and they were located in the Watergate apartment and office complex in Washington, D.C. Now, as you may know, Nixon liked to record things. not so much the road trip mixtape kind of recording, but the "this office is bugged and everything you say is on tape" kind of recording. And during the investigation of the Watergate break-in, Nixon's secret White House tapes became public knowledge, and everyone wanted to hear what was on those tapes, maybe because there was a tape of the president admitting to a crime. Now, over at the same time, over at the National Lampoon radio show, well, they didn't want to wait for the official version, so they released their own edition of Nixon's Watergate confession, which was great because it showed us how easy it is that you can manipulate information with very choice edits. You can make anyone say almost anything.
Good evening. Now that most of the major witnesses in the Watergate phase of the Senate committee hearings on campaign practices have been heard, the time has come for me to speak out about the charges made for the American people. I shall not attempt to deal tonight with the facts. My effort throughout has been to hide the facts. On May 22nd, before the major witnesses had testified, I issued a detailed statement addressing the charges that had been made against the president. My statement has been contradicted by every witness in a position to know the facts. And I state tonight, I had prior knowledge of the Watergate break-in. I took part in subsequent cover-up activities. I engaged in illegal campaign tactics. On September 12th, at a meeting that I held with the cabinet, the senior White House staff, and a number of legislative leaders, Attorney General Kleindienst reported on the investigation. He told us it had been the most extensive cover-up since the assassination of President Kennedy. I relied on the best law enforcement agencies in the country to cover up the truth. I believed they had done so, just as they believed they had done so. Turning now to the basic issues which have been raised by Watergate, I stand for excessive partisanship, for enemy lists, for efforts to use the great institutions of government for partisan political purposes. The institutions of government must be used against the people. Those who insisted on the old restraints must be punished, brutally suppressed, shouted down, or even physically assaulted. If there are laws we disagree with, let us work to change them. But let us not obey them until they are changed. Many have urged that in order to help prove the truth of what I have said, I should turn over to the special prosecutor and the Senate committee recordings of conversation that I held in my office or on my telephone. However, the tapes implicate the president personally in the illegal activities that took place. If I were to make public these tapes, no one would want to speak to me. Thank you, and good evening.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, just send the information to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Special congratulations to Chris Elkstrin and everybody involved with Songs She Wrote About People She Knows, a new musical comedy that's headed to the Toronto International Film Festival. Listening to Dave Radio today were May Joy Bosling, Alexander Wilson, Phil Menger, Pippa Mackey, Alex Liveland, Chris Adams, and everyone at the Two Tarts Cafe at the Highcroft Medical Center at 16th and Granville. Stick around, Chen is here, and he's going to carry you through the afternoon. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 on Nardwar, the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the Radio will return next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
In June 2013, indigenous peoples from around the globe met in Alta, Norway, to create a global platform to carry forth to the 2014 special session of the General Assembly, focusing on rights of indigenous peoples. Adopted by consensus, the Alta outcome document outlines a global...
How's it going? How's August so far? What's she singing? I have no idea. And what I'm doing, I have absolutely no clue. But you're listening to CITR FM 101.9. I am the fill-in host, CD. I'm sorry if you never like my fill-in program. You can't unlisten to it or pretend you never listened to it. However, if you do like my fill-in program, I promise that you'll be very excited for the next 1 hour or so. We're here live in Vancouver, BC. The air temperature right now is 23 degrees Celsius or 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Yes, we're the only fill-in music show in Vancouver that reports the air temperature in both Celsius and Fahrenheit. I know, what? Is it hot? Kinda, yeah. Well, it's summer, right? But hey, something cool is coming.